Hello, I'm Technical Sergeant Samuel Meitzer, an Air Force SEER Specialist, and today I'll be showing you the proper tactics, techniques, and procedures for the Viking Quick Donning Anti-Exposure Suit. The Viking Quick Donning Anti-Exposure Suit, or Viking Suit for short, has become the primary maritime anti-exposure suit for all active duty, guard, and reserve components across a mobility Air Force. Anti-exposure suits are pre-positioned on multi-place, non-ejection seat aircraft with planned flights above 75 degrees north or below 60 degrees south latitude. Alternatively, they can be added anytime by aircrew flight equipment if requested by the aircraft commander. The Viking suit is designed to prolong survivability for aircrew who are operating in areas of the world with extreme cold water temperatures. The Viking suit can be utilized in waters with temperatures ranging from 70 degrees down to 20 degrees Fahrenheit. The Viking suit is made up of breathable Nomex Gore-Tex material on the outside and a layer of Thinsulate, which is lining the inside. The Viking suit is colored orange with reflective strips for visibility while in the open waters. The Viking suit is stored in a red assembly bag, open by pulling the two handles protruding from the container, pulling them away from each other. The Viking suit is vacuum sealed, and the handles are attached to both the outer bag and inner vacuum sealed bag. Pulling on the handles will open both bags, exposing the Viking suit. The Viking suits are offered in one universal size with a split neck zipper, making it easy to don and doff. This suit is rated for individuals ranging from 4 feet 6 inches to 6 feet 6 inches and approximately 110 to 220 pounds. To don the Viking suit, you will have to remove your helmet, survival vest, and any flotation or LPUs that you might be wearing. Don the suit legs first, making sure that the Velcro around the ankles has been unstrapped and is hanging free. Take note that if your uniform boots have aggressive tread, the tread tends to get caught on the liner of the suit while you're putting your legs in. Once you have finished getting both feet in and the suit is pulled up to your waist, you will continue by pushing both of your arms through the sleeves with your fingers together like a spearhead. You will have to push your wrist through the neoprene wrist seals, exposing your hands to the open environment. Finally, finish donning the suit by pulling the Viking suit hood up and over your head, and then zip the suit from bottom to top. Ensure no hair is blocking the seal of your hood around your face. The wearer of the Viking suit must burp the suit before entering the water. This can be accomplished by pulling out on the neoprene seal around your head when you squat down. If time allows, it is highly recommended to also tighten the Velcro toe straps and Velcro straps around ankles on both of your feet. This will help to eliminate excess air and buoyancy going to your feet once you are submerged. You now have a fully fitted Viking suit. You're ready to put on accessories at this time. Any life-preserving units should be worn on the outside of the Viking suit. Once your LPU is secured, don the suit's thermal gloves if you're in cold environments. The gloves are neoprene material and will help you with preserving dexterity of your fingers. You can find them stored in each sleeve pocket, one on each forearm. Keep in mind that your gloves are not waterproof like the rest of the Viking suit, and your hands will get wet. The glove material is designed to warm the water and insulate your hands in the cold environments. That said, the glove should not be tucked underneath the black neoprene seals on each wrist, or water will enter from these locations. With our global missions, we are exposed to many areas of extreme temperatures. If you are submerged in cold water conditions without the Viking suit, our life expectancy in 20-degree water is at 15 minutes before losing consciousness. When wearing the Viking suit, you have an estimated 6 hours of survivability in 45-degree water and 2 hours survivability in 20-degree water. Therefore, putting the suit on and donning the gloves is critical in cold water survival situations. The final note to consider when wearing the Viking suit is the amount of buoyancy that the Viking suit has. Remember, we never inflate LPUs when we're in an aircraft that has just conducted a water landing. This is due to the risk of the aircraft taking on water, and it could be nearly impossible to swim against a flowing current or reach an underwater exit with the buoyancy of LPUs. The Viking suit may give off a similar condition, with excess air remaining in the suit. Ensuring that you properly exhaust all remaining air in the suit prior to water entry is key. If you are already in the water, you can still exhaust the excess air through one of the wrist seals once all residual air is pushed up to that sleeve. You will accomplish this by sticking the arm high in the air, breaking the wrist seal, and rocking back and forth to let that air out. Additionally, an individual wearing a Viking suit must be ready to exit the aircraft as soon as possible once a water landing has taken place. If you find yourself face down in the water upon exiting the aircraft, it is important to remain calm. The buoyancy that is in the suit may make it more challenging to flip face over, but can also be used to help keep you afloat. To flip over if you are face down, you will stick one arm beneath you in the water and then move it across your chest, rolling your shoulders to flip face up. If unsuccessful due to the excessive amounts of air in the suit, you will repeat those steps and also kick and leg over to help rotate your hips at the same time as your shoulders. This concludes our demonstration of the Viking Quick Donning Anti-Exposure Suit.